Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Reshma.
Hi.
Georgia State students, and we're not entirely sure it's a 100% safe campus.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, we both just transferred to Georgia State, and my sister's a sophomore. And her very first day at Georgia State, she was walking, like, Georgia State's got, like, a midsection amongst all their buildings. And she was walking there past the library. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she, like, sees a bunch of pigeons. And she, I mean, pretty much likes pigeons and thinks they're funny animals, so we'll kind of stare at them. And she's, like, that girl that kind of runs into the pigeon pile. Yeah. So she was just walking by them and saw them and was kind of, like, you know, like, excited to be at school and all that. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this pigeon comes and flies straight past her and hits her in the shoulder. Straight
like
out of nowhere.
A beeline,
like,
right for.
Straight into her shoulder.
So it wasn't, like, on the path somewhere else and just accidentally was flying too slowly and she got in the way.
No.
It was beeline.
It was
deliberate. Now, just out of curiosity, like, to be fair, there is a chance that... on the pigeon radio station, there's a call right now or somebody on the air saying, a pigeon saying, yeah, my sister pigeon just loves humans. Like, walks right into them or flies right into them when they see them. So, basically, the pigeon committed the same crime that your sister.
Maybe.
Your human sister committed.
I could see that. But the thing is, so that day when she called me, I was laughing at her. Then about 2 weeks later, she's talking to me, and her and I are walking together this time. And we're walking over to see my dad and grab lunch with him. And we walk through the middle of downtown through Woodruff Park. And there's always pigeons around Woodruff Park. So we're walking down, and there's a big old clump of pigeons, and we have to, like, walk through them. So we walk through them, and they all fly up out of nowhere. No one else freaks out. She kind of, like, you know, stumbles a little bit. And all of a sudden, another one flies straight into her and gets stuck in her hair.
It got stuck in her hair?
Yeah, like, she's got a big old afro, so, like, it got, like, claws, like, kind of, like, you know, trampled in her hair and then flew away.
Wow.
Poor thing. And I didn't believe her the first time. I thought she was lying, so this time I was like, what is wrong with you?
Okay, now you're completely off of Georgia State campus at that point?
I mean, it's still a part of the campus.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in between, like, Georgia State's kind of spread out, so. All right. And then, last week, when it started getting cold, she was sitting outside the library, just kind of hanging out, and at this point, her exact words to me were, I was staring at the pigeon, just thinking about it. I don't know what she was thinking about, but she was having, like, a staring contest with the pigeon. And
oh, you'll lose that every time.
So the pigeon apparently...
Once they do that little herky-jerky head thing?
Yeah, so I guess the pigeon lost and flew straight into her, scratched her shoulder, and she had to go and get a tetanus shot.
So she had a showdown with a pigeon.
So
she
had three showdowns with pigeons.
They have a hit on her.
Yeah,
there is a pigeon that has a hit on her.
Exactly. So, I mean, three times in a row. And she claimed that time it was because she took her sweater off and it was like some, like, higher sign for her to, like, put her sweater on so she doesn't get sick. But I was like, you got a tetanus. Like, that's not the same thing.
Our thought it might be like some kind of Georgia State epidemic where if it's happening to your sister,
maybe,
then it's got to be happening to other students around campus. Or she's wearing something that is attracting pigeons.
Maybe.
To
she
wearing right into her.
Maybe she's the pigeon whisperer.
Does she have some pigeon-themed shampoo or soap that she's using?
I don't think so. Like, I mean, her hair kind of looks like a nest.
Pigeon-themed shampoo? Which
like maybe corn-flavored, popcorn, you know, scented perfume, perhaps?
You're really hit and miss today, aren't you?
Just thinking out loud.
That would attract pigeons and Jeff. Jeff would be like, oh, you smell great.
My hunch was that other people from Georgia State would call and say, yeah, there's a patch of like pigeons somewhere on campus that has been known for years to attack others, but I'm not getting any calls, so it may just be your sister.
It's my sister.
What was that Alfred Hitchcock movie?
The birds.
Creepy.
It might just be her. I mean, she does have a big old curly head of hair, so her head kind of looks like a nest. So that could be what like attracts them to her head.
You really love your sister.
Yeah. Is this a sister that you convinced her she was adopted for several years?
It's that one. Cool. Yes. Same one. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they just really like hitting her. And they always leave a mark. Like each one of them, she's got like three or four marks.
They're branding her.
Yeah.
They're trying to get her in their gang.
Yeah.
So she's tough enough.
Yeah. There's Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Hey, I love your show. Sorry.
Thank you.
But I go to Georgia State student. Go to Georgia State, sorry. And I'm actually a senior. And what she's saying about the pigeons, it's completely true. We also, my first day at Georgia State, I saw a pigeon practice cannibalism where a pigeon was carrying a chicken wing through our campus quad.
It was carrying what?
A chicken wing. Now, we've always wondered on the show if a turkey will eat turkey for Thanksgiving. But now we know a pigeon will eat a chicken wing. Really?
Well, I mean, the pigeons are badass at Georgia State.
Well, maybe how do you know that was a chicken wing? What if it was a pigeon wing?
I know.
What if a pigeon killed his brethren and then barbecued it?
They need to have like open season on pigeons at Georgia State because it sounds like it's like deer hunting. You know, like
you think they have a season on humans? Like, okay,
yes.
Here it is. It's May 19th.
It's fall.
They're all here, everybody.
September 3rd, get them.
How many did you get today? I got 5. How many did you get? I got 10. Have a meeting afterwards.
Hey, Sophia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. Love you, by the way.
Thank you.
I have been at Georgia State for 7 years, bachelor's and master's. And there was a time when I was walking up through Woodruff Park, and it was like a swarm of pigeons were actually attacking crowds of people. And we were, actually, people were running, dodging, trying to get out of the hallway.
Run for your life!
I think it's Broad Street, because there's so many restaurants, and a lot of people will leave food out for them, and so they just go for anybody at any time. That's
welcome to Georgia
opinion.
State, where the pigeons are pissed.
Yeah, and they're not afraid of anyone, so they'll, like, eat. Like, even if you, like, start to chase them, they will move out of the way. Like, it's like pigeons right away. So
it is an epidemic down here at Georgia State. Ellis.
Hey, yeah, no, definitely true, because about 2 years ago when I was meeting my best friend up, and we were roommates at the time, and she was walking across the park to come meet me, and I am not lying, a pigeon flew directly in her face.
In her face?
Her in the face.
Went right for her. Beelined right for her.
Oh, my God. That's
well, don't
disgusting.
You remember?
Aren't they like the roaches? Like, they're, like, nastier than
yeah,
roaches,
I mean, the
right?
doctor, the nurse, like, literally ordered my sister to have a tetanus. Like,
oh,
another
really?
One. Yeah.
Don't you remember?
Because they'll eat anything, right? So they're probably picking up all sorts of infections
they,
and stuff
like
that.
They,
like,
have all kinds of disease.
And we can catch stuff from birds.
The,
ew.
The pigeons at Georgia State sound like the squirrels at Disney World. Remember that squirrel climbed into Scott's computer bag?
Oh,
in
that's
order
right.
And fussed around until it found a half-eaten chocolate chip cookie.
But the difference would be if that squirrel went up and punched Scott in the face.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.